Chapter 3. The Rose Beetle Man. We always ate breakfast in the garden under the orange trees. After the coffee, toast and eggs, we began to plan our day. My plan was always the same. I simply tried to finish breakfast as fast as possible. "Eat slowly, Jerry," Mother said. "There's no hurry." But I had to hurry. Roger sat waiting for me by the gate. We had a day of adventures ahead of us. The entire island was there for us to explore. I ate more slowly until Mother started to talk to someone else, and then I ate faster again. Roger and I met many people on the island during our walks. I learned peasant songs from Fat Agathy as she sat in front of her little house. "We're a pair of fools, aren't we?" Agathy laughed. "We're sitting here in the sun, singing about love. I'm too old for love, and you're too young. Ah, well, let's have a glass of wine." One of the strangest people I met was the Rose Beetle Man. I first met him on a high, lonely mountain road. He was short and thin, with a face like a fox. He wore a big hat and old clothes. He had birds in cages on his back and several strange bags. He had lots of balloons in his pockets. He had toy snakes, camels and horses, as well as cheap mirrors and colourful handkerchiefs. He had a flute in one hand and the ends of long pieces of string in the other. Shiny rose beetles were tied at the other end of each string, and they buzzed around him. He stopped and bowed when he saw Roger and me. "Good day," I said politely. "Have you been to a fiesta?" The Rose Beetle Man nodded his head and did a little dance. Then he pointed to his pockets and made the sign for money. He could not speak. He sat down and took 6 tortoises out of a bag. I liked the smallest one and asked how much it cost. The Rose Beetle Man held up 10 fingers. I held up 2. He shook his head and held up 9 fingers. I held up 3. The Rose Beetle Man thought for a minute and held up 6 fingers. I shook my head and held up 5. He sat silently for a moment and then held up 6 fingers again. I shook my head and held up 5. He finally held up 5 fingers and gave me the tortoise. I told him to come to the villa the next day to collect the money. I went home very happy with my new pet, and when I looked behind me, the Rose Beetle Man was dancing in the road. We called the tortoise Achilles. He was very active and intelligent, and he loved people. He came when we called him, and he ate from our fingers. He and Roger both loved grapes. When Achilles finished eating a grape, Roger liked licking the juice off his shell. Achilles then tried to bite Roger's nose. Achilles' favourite food was strawberries. When he got a strawberry, he took it to a safe place and ate it slowly. Achilles liked being near people and came to sleep by our feet whenever we were in the garden. He also tried to climb on top of me while I was sunbathing. It was a shock to feel his little claws on my back. Finally, I locked him in the house when we wanted to sunbathe in the garden. Then, one day, we left the garden gate open. We called Achilles, but he didn't come. We looked everywhere. Finally, we found him at the bottom of a deep hole under an olive tree. He was dead. We buried him in the garden near some strawberries. It was very sad. The next time I saw the Rose Beetle Man, I bought a very young pigeon from him. The pigeon was very ugly because he didn't have any feathers, so we named him Quasimodo. Quasimodo thought he was a person, and he did not know how to fly. He walked everywhere. When he wanted to get up onto a chair or table, he stood next to it and made a noise until we picked him up and put him there. He slept in the house on the end of a bed. He also loved music and danced around in circles when we played waltzes. One morning, Quasimodo laid an egg on the sofa. It was a shock for everyone to discover that Quasimodo was a female. Quasimodo was also shocked and went to live outside in the garden. Later, we sometimes saw her flirting with a handsome male pigeon on a tree near the garden wall.